Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for November 6th. God is perfect. As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in Him. 2 Samuel 22:31. When Tracy was in elementary school, she decided she was going to be perfect. She decided she would never sin anymore. She would never talk back to her parents or tell a lie. She would never again fight over toys or demand her own way. She was going to be the world's first ever perfect kid. Well, most people try to be good, but Tracy planned to go one step beyond that. Be perfect. And her plan even lasted for a little while, perhaps for a whole 5 minutes or so. It didn't take Tracy very long to learn that the only perfect person anywhere is God. God's never sinned, and He never will sin. God never had to make the decision, as Tracy did, not to sin. God just didn't sin because God cannot sin. It's impossible for God to make mistakes. God cannot mess up on accident. God cannot mess up on purpose. God is God. He always has been and always will be absolutely perfect. Part of God's being perfect means that every decision He makes about you and your life is right. Part of God's being perfect means that every decision He makes about your country and its leadership is right. Part of God's being perfect means that every decision He makes about your family and your parents is right. Romans 12:2 says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." God's will is perfect, which means every plan He has for you is perfect. It's the absolute best plan possible. The word conform means to change shape. So what is this verse saying? God's job is to be perfect. Our job is to obey Him and submit to His perfect plans. God cannot make mistakes any more than man can be perfect. Am I having a hard time accepting something that God is doing in my life right now? How can I change my heart's responses and my words and actions to show that I am trusting a perfect God who never makes mistakes? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for November 6th.